You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, it's Monday, September 30th. The best part about it, yeah, I know it's a Monday. Well, it's two things that are solid today. Saints picking up the win over, of course, the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to enjoy that. You're going to hear from Sean Payton, Teddy Bridgewater, Jason Garrett crying about the officials. Imagine that. But we got plenty to get into here from the Pelicans training facility. Literally on the basketball court, we are live just next to NBA TV as the Pels are going through, at least here in front of us, all of their different photos. Over across the street, they're doing interviews with local media. Todd Graffanini, voice of the Pelicans, here as well. We'll chat with him quickly, and we're already started going through a handful of players that you will be hearing here in a little bit from Josh Gray, an LSU Tiger, another Tiger sitting next to me. We'll get to him in a quick second. Jalen Adams, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, we've already chatted. Jordan will cut that up, and we'll be playing it. And throughout the show, that's what's going to happen, Todd. We'll have players coming in and out, and we'll 1 week from today, my friend, you'll be calling your first.
Yes.
Pelicans game. Are you
crazy?
Ready?
I think so. I'm just glad to get this thing going. You know, I'd be four college football games in by now. I don't know what to do with myself. So I am very excited. This is getting going. It's been fun watching these guys working out right. The last few weeks and just seeing the type of talent we have on the court. And, I've said it before,
yeah.
Gus, I think the biggest challenge, if you want to call it a challenge, for Alvin Gentry is going to try to find minutes for these guys. I mean, we got a pretty deep team, and it's been fun to watch, and it's a good problem to have.
No doubt about it. Well, obviously, you and I were excited to watch a lot of these guys during Summer League in Las Vegas. Cavell Bigby-Williams, you LSU fans know all about him, of course, and he made a little noise during Summer League as well. Joins us to our left. Cavell, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
What's it been like, obviously, just the last couple of months and weeks, just since, obviously, you left LSU and being able a chance to just see what it's just like here in the NBA?
It's been a blessing, being able to, adapt to certain things and learn new things. Obviously, come from college, it's a different game, and I didn't know what to expect going to the Summer League, but I knew I was prepared through just my free draft workouts and how I was doing and the kind of coaching staff and people I have in my corner. I knew I'll be prepared and ready to go, so I just kind of went out there and just did what I do. I was able to be pretty successful throughout the Summer League, so it's just a blessing.
I was talking to Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Todd, and it just seemed to a lot of people outside, miraculously how quickly you guys gelled on the court. It
right.
was almost like you guys had played already a lot of basketball together. What did you attribute that to?
I think it helped that everyone just, were comfortable off the court. Guys with personalities kind of matched with each other. And that was a big part of us being pretty successful throughout the Summer League, and that everyone gelled together. Seeing that some guys didn't practice with each other for a long amount of time, so he was able to adapt to that and overcome certain things on the court.
We're live at Pelicans Media Day on ESPN New Orleans, home for Pelicans basketball, the flagship, Mr. Todd Graffanini. You'll be calling a game at Atlanta next week here. Cavell, one of the things that I think stood out at Summer League, not only the run that you guys sort of made, but the impact that a lot of players made you as well. What was the, feedback from management, coaches, when you guys sat down on your way back from Vegas?
They just told me that, proud how I did them. They were happy for me and, just keep it up going forward and even if things don't go your way, stay positive and stay, humble and kind of go into every practice, every workout, training camp with the same mindset I did going to Summer League. So it's just that's a blessing, and I'm grateful to be here.
What did you take from those handful of games to now in these workouts to what you want to sort of put out there in preseason?
It kind of boosted my confidence a little bit. I didn't know what to expect going to in the NBA Summer League game, playing against some of the best upcoming bigs and players in the Summer League. It definitely boosted my confidence, showing that I'm right there with those guys, and that going to training camp and preseason, whatever my role is on the team and whatever I can do to contribute and help. Going to preseason games, I'm gonna keep the same mindset I did going to Summer League, and hopefully I can, you know, be pretty successful there too.
Final question for you. What is it like to see these workouts and go through it? I mean, Todd's been able to see a few. Mm-hmm. We haven't. We have to wait till Monday to see it. What kind of team are we going to finally see when preseason gets going?
I think we've got a good team. We've got guys that can do a lot of things on the court. We've got different pieces, you know, that match guys, you know, certain guys' weaknesses and certain guys' strength. I think we've got a balance there. So, you know, with all the different pieces, I feel like, you know, we've got a young team also mixed with some vets. So, you know, having that is always, you know, a recipe for something good. So I feel like, you know, we can make a push this season and hopefully make the playoffs.
You know, you got a lot of LSU fans rooting for you.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mentioned it off the air, and we'll end with this. I'd like to have Josh Gray here as well, another Tiger.
It's cool, man. You know, the fact that he went to LSU, you know, he kind of, you know, knows a little bit of things that I know. He's familiar with the area. Mm-hmm. Obviously, him being from Louisiana, you know, it's cool that you have someone else that, you know, kind of shared the same, you know, grind as you in terms of, you know, going to the same school, going through the same process a little bit. So, you know, we're both undrafted guys, so it's definitely cool having someone like that in your corner and on your team.
Well, you made a little brief impact, obviously, in Vegas, and a lot of people think it'll be fun to see what you can do here in the preseason, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
Yep, for sure. Cavell Big B Williams. Todd, one of the things that I think Cavell just is the latest player in at least the guys that we've been talking about. You keep hearing about chemistry. You keep hearing about makeup. You keep hearing about just how everyone gets along. And, look, you've been around them a little bit longer than we have here as well. And it's crazy. You get that sense and feel, right?
Well, the thing about it is that these guys have been together for a while. You know, it's quote-unquote voluntary workouts. Mm-hmm. But these guys have been here for a month now. And for the most part, 16, 17, 18 of the 20 that you're going to see on the roster have been here this entire time, and Kenrich is one of them. You're going to talk to him in just a second. But that's how you build the chemistry on the court. I think off the court, it's been an A++++ thing since summer. Right. But you got to do it on the court, and having all these guys and all the workouts that they have had with almost perfect attendance, which doesn't happen around the NBA, what I'm told. Again, I'm a rookie at this thing, but from what I'm told, you don't see that many guys coming in for voluntary workouts. And, Gus, I'm going to make the rounds, and I'll be back.
All right, well, there he goes. We'll welcome in Kendrick Williams as, you know, Kenny Hustle is the nickname. It's crazy. I was speaking to a handful of players here already, Kenny, and that's what they feel that they're going to do. And one of the questions I have for one of the players is, when you have a roster filled of players trying to earn minutes, trying to earn a spot, it makes it competitive.
Right.
But I think it also starts building a chemistry and a makeup of a team that's going to be pretty challenging, sort of like the new promo won't bow down out there. It's going to be tough when they face the pass,
huh? Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure, man. It's going to be tough. And I know it's going to be tough for us, too, as well. But we got a great group of guys, and I think we're ready for the season.
What was it like last season for you, man? Obviously, look, it is what it is. Things happen. You can't control them. And you, at the end of the day, though, still have to go in that locker room. You guys still have to go out there and play. Did you get a sense and feel, though, from the fans that were over at the Smoothie King Center and even just in the community? They appreciate you guys actually went out there and try to win games and play hard?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. That's always been my MO. No matter what the situation is, you know, no matter who's in the stands, no matter how people there, you got to go out and have some pride and play for not only yourself, but for the other guy next to you. So that's what we did last year.
At the end of the day, it's in the NBA, right? I mean, he likes to think that he can take on Steph Curry. He says that all the time on the air. I hear that laugh.
I've never said that.
No, he did. He actually thought he could take him on one-on-one. And so my point is, look, we all dream it, right? We all do, whether it's either, you know, the rec center, driveway, man. We all do the countdown. You know, it's the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So for guys like you, and you get an opportunity to do it, it's go time.
Man. Right. Yeah, man, of course. Like I said, you just always got to stay ready. The opportunity to present itself, you know, like last year, you know, it was a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, always got to look at the positive. Okay, I was able to get out there and get some minutes under my belt. So that was huge for me. And I'm just super excited, you know, for this year and for the group of guys we got this year.
Is it nuts to think that there were probably times last season where you're sitting there going, all right, look, it's just us against everybody, and the prospects of what the future can sort of be. And you sit here now on media day, and am I wrong? There's, it seems to be more excitement going into this season than there was last season. You have an energy, not only here, but I think in the community that just wasn't here last meeting.
Yeah, man. And that has a lot to do with a lot of the new guys we got. Of course, Zion.
Who's that again?
But yeah, man, it's gonna be very fun. Man, I'm looking forward to everything. You know, that's in store for us this year.
I said that as a joke. Speak with Kenrick Williams here at Pel's Media Day here on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball. I say that jokingly because when you speak to everybody, I think the thing that I get too is okay, that's Zion, but that's also Jackson. That's, you know, Kenrick.
Right.
Everyone's just kind of acting just like everyone's. On the same level and playing.
And that's the thing I like most about, you know, guys like Zion and Lonzo Ball. You know, we're all equal. You know what I mean? We all same guys. You know, put the same shoe on, the same foot. You know what I mean? So those guys, you know, are very selfless. They don't take any credit for anything, and they're always just ready to work.
Different paths, different approaches to maybe how players sort of got here, but I think there's a similarity with some of the names even mentioned, even you. Y'all looking to prove it.
Right.
I mean, okay, Zion can be Zion, but there's a lot of people out there where he's not going to be able to shoot and he's not going to be as good as he's in college.
Right.
Lonzo, well, look, the Lakers, hey, can you make the roster? Can you stay on the.
Right.
So I kind of look at the roster top to bottom from Josh Gray to Cavill Bigby, who we just talked to you.
Right.
I think everybody's just trying to have a good chip on that shoulder, say we all belong.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always the main goal, just to say you belong somewhere, man. Like, you know, you are what you are. You know what I mean? Like, last year I came in, held up. I didn't know what to expect around this time because I was just like, you know, a lot of them guys last year, Bigby, just on a training camp deal, and I was blessed enough to make the roster. But I always kept my head up and I always stay positive. So I think, you know, going forward, I think everybody's going to stay positive and always had a chip on their shoulder.
All right. So kind of give us a little peel behind the curtain here. What kind of team that we're seeing here? I've heard bits and pieces, very athletic. A lot of rims are rattling. There's defense. There's also this competitiveness.
Yeah.
What have these workouts sort of been like? And what do you see camp and preseason going to be?
I see it as it's going to be very competitive. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things for us. We're so deep, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's going to be very fun. You know, we're athletic, of course. We're going to play defense and sit down and play defense. And I'm just looking forward to getting out there, man, to be honest.
I see the smile on you. We'll leave you with this. I kind of get also a sense that there's a lot of players that can sort of do a lot of things, whether – can be behind the three-point line, inside, in the paint, and kind of drive and kick. That kind of lends to the style that Coach Gentry wants to play, right? Go play defense, rebound, go out there and run, and just go do what goes natural?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's all natural. Coach Gentry, he always preaches, and Coach Finch, they always preach, you know, get the ball out, get it up quick, you know what I mean? We want to play fast-paced. Mm-hmm. And we got the type of guys that fits that perfectly, you know what I mean? Just athletic guys that can – get out and sprint up the floor. So, yeah.
All right, 1 week from today, man, Pelicans taking on the Hawks right here on your flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans, Kenrick Williams, Kenny Hustle.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
see
you,
Hustle
Thank
again,
you.
Man. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. We're at the practice facility over in the corner. Jordan. See the smile on your face. Do not grab a basketball. There's a lot of expensive camera equipment all around
balling.
Here as well.
Maybe I could get a 10-day contract.
You know, you're taller than me.
Yeah, I'm like I'm like.
You feel like me. Finally.
I feel like,
now, you know
I feel
like
I'm a part of these.
How
with
big
these
was
Cavill
Bigby Williams?
Oh, my God.
I think there's going to be a role. I like him. I like Cavill Bigby Williams. I mean, you saw.
I like what
he's
able to do in the summer league.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He ran the floor and he got under the basket got some rebounds.
My point I'm bringing up is you can't teach size. He's got size, you know. He made that chair look like one of Carver's chairs.
Yeah, he swallowed the chair.
It's incredible. Plenty more to come, Jordan. See if you can cue up Nikhil Alexander Walker. I love that interview because again, you're going to get a theme here. I think that you can hear. As we continue here at Pelicans Media Day, a very interesting chemistry is brewing with this team. So we'll get into that. Plus, yes, Saints, Cowboys, we want game balls, pats on the back. Who needs to have a seat with coach, if anyone? I love it. Saints beat the Cowboys. It was only by two, but a win is a win. We got a ton to talk about. Don't go anywhere. It's Hour 1 of the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. You're for Pickens Basketball.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Donnie LaRille is your candidate for state representative for District 54. Donnie will work with our regional delegation to help secure the federal funding match to complete the LA-1 Elevated Highway Project. The district's economic development and job opportunities will all increase with the completion of Port Fouchon's deep water service facility, deepening of Bell Pass Channel to its authorized depth, and the construction of the new LNG facility. As your state representative, Donnie will work to secure proper funding for our career magnet school, Fletcher Technical Community College, and Nichols State University in order to provide an excellent qualified workforce. Early voting begins September 28th. Primary election is on October 12th. Please vote for Donnie LaRille, number 88, State Representative, District 54, paid for by Donnie LaRille campaign.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Join the fun at La Fête de Vieux-Ton, which translates the Festival of Old Times. Kick off this Friday evening with dancing to Leon and the Hot Sauce Band. Brian Foray and 4-H Tradition. Ted Dune, New Kick, Category 6. Double Play and Junior Lacrosse. Great food and drinks. A boucherie, a sauce piquant cook-off. Crafting boots and carnival rides. Old syrup meal and a Cajun seminar. Join us this weekend for La Fête de Vieux-Ton, 4484 Highway 1 at Bayou Lafourche, Farmers Market and Visitor Center.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Things tipped off at 11 a.m. David Griffin was first to speak to local media.
If they are, get out of the gates kind of strong, will you change, maybe adapt your plan, and maybe try to pursue wins a little more?
Well, we're going to pursue wins from the get-go. I mean, that's not... We're not here to facilitate spectating, right? I mean, we're here to beat people's ass. That's what we want to do. But we're young enough that we may not be able to deliver on that every day, and we have to deliver on getting better than we were before. But we're walking in the door intending to win basketball games. They didn't put us on national TV 30 times this year so we could take a beating. That's not what we're here for. But we don't have expectations of what it means to find our greatness together, no matter how long it takes. We just want to find it. And so as long as tomorrow we're closer to it than we were the day before, we're comfortable.
Oh, that's the best way to answer that.
It's almost like when we had David Griffin.
Try hard or not.
It's almost like when we had David Griffin on the first time, when we announced that we're going to be the flagship.
Right.
And we kind of pulled him off to the side. It's like, so, like, what are your realistic expectations of starting the season? And if the season beginning, if it was started with the Lakers, if he cared about it, because I know you and I went back and forth, and he said he doesn't care who he starts with. He'd rather go yeah. through a tougher opponent and gel a lot quicker than maybe find that rhythm later down in the season.
No doubt. Zion met the media earlier as well. Going to try to get him on the show here at some point.
See the culture and just the love for the city. Like when I'm kind of walking up and down the streets, I'll see these kids got like gallons of water or a bucket making some of the best beats I've ever heard. They're like 12, 13. I'm like, man, nobody don't even know about this. I mean, it's a bucket. You can go a bucket they probably found and just. So I think stuff like that, just like, I think, gives the city a lot of spirit. And then the people are very welcoming. Drew Brees said it best. If you love the city, they'll love you right back.
So that was Zion a little bit earlier addressing the media, and we will chat with him later on in the show. Again, we're on the one of the courts here, the practice facility, where the players were out and about taking pictures a little bit earlier today. Joining us now is Nicola Umeli. And did you take your pictures already? Did you get your smile on? Yeah.
I'm trying my best. I'm not very good at it, but I'm trying my best.
It's funny because, you know, you spin the ball, you don't spin the ball, then, you know, did ask you to do the mean face, the game face, the serious face, aside from the smiles?
They ask us to do everything, and we're trying our best. But personally, I'm not an actor. Right. I'm not a model. So, you know, it looks the same to me every time.
What's going on, man? Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
What's it been like since you joined New Orleans?
For me, it's just, you know, it's a dream. You know, I spent my career in Europe. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, it was my childhood dream to come over here. And, you know, having this possibility right now, in this moment of my career is amazing.
I think you could have an interesting perspective to kind of describe to our listeners too here as well, because you did come from somewhere outside of New Orleans into the community and also onto this team. So let's just, what is this roster like? What are this group of guys like?
Okay. So, well, for me, it's my first experience, so I cannot compare with anything else.
Right.
But what can I say is just, we are pretty young. And there is a lot of excitement, you know. And, you know, we want to stay together. We want to start playing. You know, everybody's ready to start. So we cannot wait to start tomorrow.
Kind of seems like there's also a sense of, I wouldn't say community, but when I speak to other players that we've spoken to already this morning, everyone seems to get along. And you've been in many locker rooms while you hadn't been NBA or in European ones. We all been in the locker room. Good locker rooms, they're easy to tell, right? I mean, guys get along and not. And what do you think the importance is to being able to have a locker room like that? And do you see something building like that here?
Well, we didn't have a practice all together yet.
Right.
But what can I say is that the management, like, they're trying to make us understand this community thing that's big in New Orleans, you know, also for the history the city has. And we can feel it in the locker room, you know, whenever we are together. Like, I don't know, I wasn't expecting to have such an atmosphere in an NBA locker room. Until now, I can say, you know, of course, now there is no pressure. There is no jumble. No, we're not playing. But till now, I just can talk very good about teammates.
What kind of roster do you think this team has right now? It kind of seems that you mentioned a lot of youth, but athleticism, shooting, physicalness. I mean, you kind of seem like when you look at it on the court, even if it's just here during picture time, it's a big team. You got a lot of height here, a lot of size.
I think we have a lot of possibilities. You know, if we want to play big, we can play big. If we want to play small, we can play small. If we want to play, you know, heavy, we can play heavy. If we want to play run and gun, we can play run and gun. We have a lot of possibility, but, you know, this is coach job.
Right.
So, you know, we will see what he has in mind.
To be able to have that ability, though, that's rare. I mean, you're talking about different type of styles to do, right? Normally, you'll see a team that try to focus on one or two, but you think you guys have the ability, depending on the opponent, perhaps, or depending on how the game is going, to adapt to it?
Yeah, I know. Like, it's a very long season.
Right.
So you might need to have a lot of weapons, you know, and having them is a good thing. Then, you know, it's on us to use them in the right way. you know, it can be also very difficult, but if we can use it in the right way, it's going to be like a big, big advantage for us.
Yeah, that's the thing. Speaking with Nicole O'Malley, two final questions for you. The fact that you have depth, and you mentioned the long season. I've mentioned this before in the past. When you look at a team like the Warriors, right, you see their starting five, you get it. But that's a team that when you play them, they go to their bench or they bring in their second and other guys that come in. They either extend the lead or they sustain it, and to be able to do that. So I guess it's just the mindset of understanding, just if you don't come out there in the starting lineup, doesn't mean that you're not as important.
No, no, absolutely. Everybody has to know that in this team, like, we have a role. You know, if we understand that, we are very – like, if everybody's on the same page, mm-hmm. they're going to be a big thing for us.
What do you want to do during preseason, man? Do you have individual goals?
Okay, for me, like, it's first time in the NBA, first time overseas, so – the main thing I want to do is understand, you know, understand how the game is. You know, I watch a lot of games, mm-hmm. you know, I follow NBA, but it's one thing to watch it on TV, sitting on the couch. It's another thing, you know, to play, to be there, to be on the court. So the thing I want to do also to help myself to perform and to help the team to be better is to understand how to move, how to link the team, how to help the team.
You know, obviously you just saw what happened with Team USA, and this is my final question for you too. What European League and players coming from over there, I mean, it's, I wouldn't even say it's really that much of a gap anymore. And you really see that there's a lot of influences of that style of basketball that I think have permeated in the NBA, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. Now, like, it's, you have more European player over here, but, you know, it's different playing with NBA rules and with FIBA rules.
Right.
That's another big thing. You know, the court is a little bit bigger. You have different rules, 3 seconds, and all this stuff. 3-point lines, it's a big difference, I can tell you. First couple of weeks here were, you know, different. So, yeah, there are a little influences, but still, playing the NBA is different than playing in FIBA basketball.
All right, Nicole O'Malley, next week at this time, my friend, it'll be Pelicans taking on the Hawks in preseason game number one. I'm sure you're excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Thank you
for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Yep,
thank
for
you.
Sure.
Thanks.
Nicolo is another one of those players that you can just keep looking up and down the roster, man. There is just size, Jordan, up and down this team here as well. And look, it's interesting. You heard him say it. We're going to take the break and come back and have the Nicole Alexander Walker interview, because I think it's just interesting to constantly keep hearing over and over again the player after player saying just how accepted everyone is. Everyone's kind of on the same level, and everyone's just kind of, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
Just, well, that's dynamite.
Yeah.
Drop it.
Yeah.
You're a little starstruck right now, aren't you?
My guy.
Who's standing here?
Jahlil Okafor is about to come on.
All right. Let's take the quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Jahlil and have some time and see if Jordan can handle himself. He's kind of a big fan. Yeah, you have to excuse him a little bit here, especially. So we'll have some fun.
Yeah.
Quick break. You listen to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Jahlil Okafor will join us next live right here on ESPN New Orleans.
Find Golden Motors for their 5th annual car show on October 26th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., kicking off the morning with a 5K run walk to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, followed by the car show, arts and crafts, and live music. Food will be sold by our local Boy Scouts, Troop 325. It's the perfect day to test drive our 2019 Silverado and our new 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HDs. Check us out at Golden Motors on the back road in Cutoff. 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Home and Tractor is ready for fall with the largest selection of John Deere tractors ever. They have a 50-horsepower tractor package with front loader 6-foot rotary cutter and box blade for only $25,844. Visit Home and Tractor today next to the tunnel. Special packages like the 302.5e tractor with loader, box blade, and 20-foot tube top trailer with brakes for only $22,300. And you can get 0% financing. You heard me right. Get the best price and 0% financing. All packages are limited to inventory on hand. These deals are available for a limited time, so visit Home Attractor today and see why they don't crawfish when it comes to service. Visit Home Attractor today next to the tunnel. Sale ends October 31st, 2019. Subject to credit approval. Down payment may be required. See dealer for details. Visit Home Attractor today next to the tunnel.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Truck Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable year-round comfort with a new HVAC system installed by the pros at Tiger Temperature. We're the local team you can trust. Call Tiger Temperature today at 985-492-7295.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. It's Pelicans Media Day on your home for Pelicans basketball, with your flagship station for the 2019-2020 season. And, Jaleel, I'm just going to apologize now if Jordan, the intern, starts to, like, break down tears.
I'm fangirling a little bit.
I mean, I know. It's just sort of like, you know, like the Taylor Swift concerts and, you know, and all that nature. Jaleel, man, thanks for stopping by. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
You and I were kind of chatting a little bit off air. Energy. What's the importance of that word and the significance to this team this year?
Just a lot of positive energy going around, a lot of excitement, just not within the organization, but the city itself. So I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm excited for the season.
You know, from a year ago to now, just your journey and your process, what was it like your first year here in New Orleans, and how you saw your game sort of kind of change?
I was able to get on the court consistently,
right.
And I had some coaches here that really believed in me and that worked with me day in and day out, even in the days that I weren't playing, that I was doing a lot of player development, and that way when my number was called, I was prepared to play. So I'm super grateful for the entire coaching staff here for believing in me.
So what is the Pelicans like giving you over the past year, and that maybe Brooklyn and Philadelphia like maybe couldn't give you to expand your role and just your game overall?
I don't want to get into what other organizations didn't give me, but as far as the Pelicans, it just showed me nothing but love since the second I got here. And my teammates here are amazing. It's just been all love, and the city of New Orleans has really accepted me, and I'm happy to be here.
Confidence is a big thing, isn't it?
Confidence is a huge thing, because it all goes into your mentality and how you're thinking when you're going on the court.
You know, you look at the last several weeks and months of last season, too, and it sort of seemed like the community, the fans, and this team sort of started having that beginning connection of, hey, this guy's out there playing hard. We're going to go out there and support him. And I think it was sort of vice versa. And it's just sort of exploded over the last several weeks and months. What has it been like from your standpoint? You're in the workouts, you know, during the summer, and then just coming back here now and just seeing what this energy in this city is like for your team.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have, they changed up our weight room, and they put a lot of money into the organization, and everybody here is excited, and we've been playing pickup. You know, you walk into the gym, you see J.J. Redick, you know, Lonzo Ball, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram. This is a lot of fun, and I just can't wait to get started.
It's nuts. You feel like you've been around a while, but you really haven't, right? What, five seasons, going to fifth?
This is year five.
Yeah, but it feels like you've been – around for a while. So what's it like to be on this roster and see so much youth yet experience? It's an interesting mix because even the young players feel like they've been around. You know, you got the guys from the Lakers and even some of the other guys as well. But there's always sort of like a little similarity here or common denominator about proving it or proving themselves. Mm-hmm. That good chip on your shoulder, right? While you guys seem to have been around for a while, it almost seems like still it's fresh and an opportunity to start anew.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, what's your question exactly?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I kind of rambled. I guess what I was trying to get in is essentially you have a handful of players here that have been in the league for a while, mm-hmm. but really can start over and start fresh together in a whole different venture.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing I can say, we have in our young careers, we've seen a lot with myself,
right.
Lonzo, Brandon, them being in L.A., they mm-hmm. tell me that there was a lot going on, as you can imagine, and I've been through some pretty crazy stuff since I've been in the NBA. So we definitely have a lot of experience, and we'll try to, you know, just build some chemistry.
Speak with Jahlil Okafor. Would you say that's the biggest difference between your college days? Because you played at big universities, big places like that, but in the NBA, it's still basketball, yet you have all that ancillary stuff on the outside. I guess that's what the hardest part is, to just focus on hoops and get a locker room together to believe about that?
I think initially, when you first get into the league, mm-hmm. There's just so much stuff going on the outside that you have to get used to. I was thinking what Zion must be going through right now. You know, pre-draft, and he didn't have to do all the workouts and stuff. He knew he was going to be the number one pick, but you know, trying to figure out what shoe deal you're going to be with, all the award ceremony. There's just a lot that goes, you know, into being an NBA player and before you actually pick up a basketball. So there's definitely a lot of distractions, and it's just something that as you get older, you are able to handle.
All right, give the fans a little peek here. We got to wait till next week to see the first preseason game. What kind of basketball team are going to see this year, man?
Right now, we put a lot of emphasis on running. You know, obviously with Lonzo and Drew, they're really good at facilitating, and we just want to run. That's something that Coach Gentry has always pressed to us. We want to be a running team, and that's something that we want to continue to do this year.
Final question for you. How do you see your role this season?
I'm not sure. We have the first day of practice tomorrow. I feel amazing. I feel great. I've been scrimmaging, and I've been having a lot of fun playing with the old guys and the new guys that we have. So I'm excited.
All right, Jahlil, thank you for your time, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate
it,
Jordan. There you go. There you go. There it is.
Thank you, guys.
He's a fan. Thank you, Jahlil. Yeah, appreciate it. Todd Graffanini joining us back here again. As one of the things that we were kind of discussing, obviously, with a lot of the different players is just – and I was just bumbling there. I was – you understand the point that
shocker.
I was trying to
get.
Yeah, I know.
He tends to do that a lot.
Well, no, I was trying to get at is you look at the young – okay, so you got those three players from the Lakers. They're young. It's like you look at Jahlil.
They're 19
he's
years
4
old.
Years in, you know, and he left as a
and
freshman.
He's young.
So that's what I'm getting at. So you have – I guess the best way I should have said it is there's a bunch of players 23 years younger, 22 years younger that would be essentially seniors or year after.
It's funny. No,
have
Gus,
been in the NBA but really haven't
– right. No, it's funny you said that.
What a lot of people thought.
Because I've been thinking about it, you know, coming in here. But I'd say almost not quite half the team, but mm-hmm. a lot of the guys are guys that I've been covering in college, if you're talking about age. So it's just now they're professionals.
And to both of y'all's point, it's like Josh Hart, I think, is the third oldest guy on the team. And he's only 24. I think the only other players older than him is Drew Holiday.
And by the way, the man you were just talking to was flat bawling during workouts.
I didn't know how to ask him.
Championship
move. He looked like he lost 20 pounds.
At times, unstoppable.
Right. Didn't he look like he lost like 20? I mean, he looks a lot leaner.
He was opening, you know, again, we were privy to these workouts where not a lot of people.
Look at him.
Give me a pat.
There's the old Gus Kattengill, don't break your arm, patting yourself on the back.
Well, no, I was patting him on.
Well, yeah, but I thought you were going to pat yourself there. He has looked outstanding in those workouts, Jahlil Okafor.
Again, just from the handful of interviews we had already, you just kind of get that sense and feel this team just can do a lot. It was interesting to hear Nicolò Melli say, hey, look, if we want to run, we can run. If we want to play big, we can play big. If we want to play small, we can play small. If we want to play half court, we can play half court. It sort of seems like you have a handful of different styles. It can be good and bad in terms of, okay, try to pick one that you can do. Or I think the good out of it is, depending on how the game is going, depending on your opponent, you can almost make them have to play you, which is something that we haven't had here.
Well, not only that, too, but when you get into the postseason, and again, we're going into this with a positive vibe that hopefully we will be in the postseason, mm-hmm. that's more of a half-court game. You're not going to be running and gunning for 48 minutes in a playoff type of scenario. So if they have to go to a half-court type, well, then that's what they're going to do. Like I said, Alvin Gentry he's going to have a lot on his plate as far as style, rotations, what have you. Here's another guy that's you're going to see in a couple minutes.
Part of this here as well here as we give the headset Odesign and Cheatham here. We're going to hear from Nicole Alexander Walker here in a little bit, John. Again, one of the things that was interesting is just constantly hearing how many different players you have, all many different areas and everything. So we'll see here is Zylan Cheatham joins us. Hey, you and Jaleel, kind of tight there?
Yeah, that's my boy.
Have a little fun. I kind of get that sense and feel about this team, isn't it? That everyone seems – now, look, I get it, and Melly even brought it up. Look, no, there hadn't been a jump ball yet. You haven't played a game. You haven't gone through a losing streak or what have you, but kind of does seem like there's a lot of energy and a lot of togetherness in this locker room.
100%. I mean, we got a perfect combination of youth and young guys and some veteran guys in there too. But even our veterans, man, they like having fun. So we just try to bring the energy every day.
Zylan, were you surprised at the amount of guys that showed up here for voluntary workouts?
Actually, I really was. I mean, to see guys that you probably wouldn't even think would be doing stuff like that pull up and gives us young guys a chance to play against them and see what to expect to a certain extent. So I'm thankful for that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that just kind of goes to show, I mean, the type of team we're trying to build.
Kind of sets an attitude already, right? 100%. Sets a mood as to what their expectations are and kind of almost how important and serious you should take it.
100%. So, I mean, that's definitely positive.
So take us to one of those workouts. What are the benefits of having guys that know how to go about it? Obviously, visually, right? You can sort of see how they go about it, but I got to imagine physically it helps you competitively.
I mean, 100%. We're used to playing against college guys and that college level of speed. So when you get switched on a ball screen with a guy like Drew Holiday or Lonzo Ball, I mean, you usually don't get that type of experience until the season. So to get that this early and kind of get a feel for it, it's definitely going to be beneficial for us going forward.
When you look at this team and this roster, it's pretty deep in terms of positions and players at different positions and even really some experience. While you may not have a lot of NBA experience, you got guys that played collegially in a lot of nice, you know, conferences, big schools that were basketball sort of, you know, the thing there. Does that make sense?
100%. So, I mean, you, like I said, you get guys like me, for example. I did 5 years of college,
right,
at two different universities. So, yeah, I haven't played an NBA game, but I have that type of experience under my belt. And then you combine that with guys who've been in the league 6-7 years. You get Drew and D Favors, J.J. Redick, who's been to the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. You get that combination, and I think it's going to be deadly. You got guys like Zion Jackson coming in really young, really susceptible to listening and wanting to learn. So we're going to have our work cut out, obviously, but I think the sky's the limit with this team.
Zylan, you're in a two-way along with Josh Gray, but that tells you that the administration, the coaching staff, thinks enough of you that you're going to be up with the big club ever so often. But what are you hoping to accomplish if you're up at Erie playing in the G League, but you're going to be down here as well for 45 days?
My biggest thing is pretty much wherever I'm at, whether that's G League or NBA. My biggest thing is just wherever I'm at, I want it to be better than it was when I wasn't there. So when I get there, I want to do whatever it takes to win. Mm-hmm. I want to obviously develop and get better as a player and a person, but just win. I think either team, I'm going to be fit for the environment, and I'm going to adjust accordingly. So I'm excited.
You think about preseason and, you know, NFL, and people are like, wow, the preseason in the NFL, nobody really gives a hoot about it.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case during you guys' preseason. It's time to fight for minutes and show Alvin Gentry what you got.
100%. And, I mean, it's about that. But at the same time, man, it's about giving the city what they deserve. This city is – They've gravitated around us and the Saints, and they're giving us a real platform this year to really show them what we're capable of. And I think we're going to take full advantage of it, and I'm excited to see how it goes.
Speaking with Zion Cheatham, two final questions for you, man. Ty Graffinini with us as well. You know, we talk about it, Todd, all the time when it comes to Saints, the amount of undrafted players that make their way on the roster and make the roster and make the name for themselves and do that. You look up and down this roster, I keep referring to it. It's the chip on your shoulder. It's looking for something to prove. You have a lot of guys like you, man, being undrafted or, hey, second chances, new beginnings, what have you, how you look at it. I think that just builds a culture of appreciation for whatever minute, whatever second you're on the court, you're going to go out and do it. So I'm starting to get understand now why won't bow down is something that came in. And in the spot, you hear the young lady say, you may not know who we are, but when you face us, it's not going to be easy. Because it's probably like guys like you, right? You get your 5 to 7 minutes that quarter, you're trying to make the roster.
100%. I mean, we got young, hungry guys that they have something to prove. Example, me and Josh Gray, we're two-way guys, and obviously we want to prove ourselves on the team. But I think we just want to embody the culture of the city, and that the city's been through so much, and they never gave up. I mean, there's so much love in the city regardless of what they've been through, and that's the least we can do is give it our all when we're on the floor.
Well, guys, you got a lot of talent right here. There were two collegiate players last season that averaged a double-double.
Yeah.
This was one of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, the coaching staff and they saw what he can bring to the table, and if he does get 5 or 7 minutes, you know he's gonna get in there and board and do what he needs to do.
Look at him, shaking his head. You ready to go, my 100%, man?
100%, man.
All right, well, he's ready to call you next week.
Yes, I am
at Atlanta. We're looking forward to seeing you. Welcome aboard, and we'll see you soon.
Appreciate it. Thank
all
you.
All right, Zion Cheatham, joining us, Ty Graffinini as well, as we are talking Pelicans basketball. It is our number one. It is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. McGrath, even Pierre to Pelicans getting his own photo shoot.
No photo shoot for me.
I was going to say, where's the graph?
No, I got a face for radio, baby.
No,
I'm not getting in front of a camera.
He has the toilet paper machine. That's incredible. Oh, by the way, the Saints beat the Cowboys last night. Let's touch on that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Pros like you start with Lowe's to find the top brands like First Alert, BRK, and Energizer. First Alert has been protecting homes for over 6 decades, so you can be sure you're installing peace of mind. Shop Lowe's today and save $10 on a First Alert 10-year battery, smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with voice and location now just $49.97. And for crisp daylight and dark spaces, pick up an Energizer Vision Performance metal flashlight for $10 less, now $19.98, batteries included. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, valid through 10-9 U.S. only.
Join us for Nicholls State football play-by-play action on your flagship station for Nicholls Sports, ESPN 100.3. October 5th, as the Colonels open up their home game against Central Arkansas. Our broadcast is sponsored in part by Lucy Esposito, candidate for LaRouche Parish President, Associated Pump and Supply, and Barker Kia. Right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship station for Colonels football.
Hi, Marty Smith here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save. Because right now you get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It is a little thunder, AC/DC, Thunderstruck, Ty Graffini. What do you listen to? We didn't get your, did we ask you last week? We didn't, huh?
We did not.
Yeah. What song do you get pumped to? Last Friday, I was at the gym and I did the Pearl Jam 10 album.
Yep, not bad.
I was just ready for Saints Cowboys.
If you, I tell you, well, I'm a Zeppelin guy.
Okay.
There are two songs that really get me going for Zeppelin.
Okay.
Number one is called Achilles' Last Stand. It's about 10 minutes of just the hardest rock you will ever listen to.
10 minutes?
It's a 10-minute song, and it is fast. You talk about your forearms burning. Try drumming Achilles' Last Stand, Gus, and make your boy Lars, seem like kids play.
Seem like kids bop.
And then the other song is called Trampled Underfoot. It's on Physical Graffiti.
Okay.
So Achilles' Last Stand, which is the first song in the Presence album, and Trampled Underfoot, which is the song right before Kashmir. Physical Graffiti is a double album. It is on the first album, and it's like the fourth or fifth song. Those are my two. I could go all day on Zeppelin, but we're not going to do this.
I'm sure you could. I hear you. I mentioned it going into the break as we have a bit of a lull here. Before some other players hopefully get brought in our direction here. And we'll still have a bunch of interviews that were recorded in the 11 o'clock hour we're going to play, so don't go anywhere. But, oh, by the way, you might have noticed last night, look, the score is what it is, 12-10, but a win is a win for your New Orleans
Last
Saints.
I checked,
yep.
All you had to do was have more points than the other team when it's 0-0.
I'm with you.
And if they only scored 10 points, that's their problem.
I'm pretty sure that's what one of our listeners tweeted at us as the game plan.
Like I said, it's going to be talked about, obviously, and it was there on social media. Hey, you know, it's not pretty. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
When Drew Brees went down, the single solitary goal for this football team
was an appendage.
It was to stay in the race. Let's be honest, right? Because you thought that this team was a Super Bowl team. Can you stay in the race? Teddy Bridgewater was paid $7 million and to be the backup to do one thing, manage and run the offense, right? I mean, you got talent. Just don't turn the ball over. Try to make good decisions and just keep us afloat. If the unforeseen happened, well, it happened, and he's 2-0. They're 3-1 at the end of the first quarter of the season.
Which you would have taken right away.
Six teams are 3-1, including the Saints, the only undefeated team in the NFC are the 49ers. They're 3-0, and they had a bye. Dallas has got the Pats, the Packers coming up. Same thing. Packers got to play them. So, look, I think those guys across the parking lot right now are feeling mighty nice about themselves after that first quarter of the season, all things considering, because you're seeing a team sort of grow up and play a style of football, Todd, that can travel and play anywhere.
Well, like we've been talking about over the weeks, and the pattern now, it's too much to kind of look aside. The defense has started in the last 3 years, two, you know, division championship seasons, one divisional round, one NFC championship game. You won't like it to be this way, but that's what it is. Defense has started out slow in the last 3 years and kept getting better and better and better each week. And, of course, last night, I mean, what can you say? You're holding let's eat to, what, 35 yards? How many millions of dollars did he just sign for?
It was incredible to he's the highest paid running back in the NFL. It's pretty incredible.
Dennis Allen, you talk about you haven't done game balls. Dennis Allen deserves your game ball from last night because he flat out schemed Dallas.
One of the things that really stood out was Jason Garrett talking about the lack of a run game.
What we've been able to do up to this point is keep drives alive by controlling the line of scrimmage in the running game and converting the third downs. We didn't do a good enough job either of those tonight.
Oh, by the way, just one more and we'll talk about the run game some more. One more from Jason Garrett.
Yeah, there were 4 seconds before the play, and it was one of the fastest plays in NFL history.
Oh,
wow. Well, you know what? In the words of every single non-Saints fan the last year, get over it. How about that? Get over it.
Oh, the longest play he's ever seen.
You know what?
Oh, call didn't go their way. Hey, Jason, did you feel the officials were jobbing you when literally in the first half, every other play, they threw a flag on the Saints offensive line? I mean, did you feel you were getting the short end of the stick when basically every other play the Saints snapped
first
was
and 20.
A penalty? Yeah, Jordan's texting me. The Saints just walk on the field and just put first and 20 on the score.
This guy's got a lot of nerve,
did
man.
Did he feel that the Cowboys were being homered then?
A lot of nerve. That's all I got to say. You got a lot of nerve.
Let me tell you something. Not a single tear is being
Get
shed.
Get over it. Hey, how many times did we hear in the last 7 months, get over it? Well, guess what? Get over it.
Again, I think one of the things that was incredible was you mentioned stopping Ezekiel Elliott, but look, that was a key. Going into that game, what you had to do was stop the run game, make Dak, you know, beat you here, Sean, on stopping Zeke.
Thought we populated him well. Thought we tackled well. You know, he's a really good running back. You know, I thought we got hats on him, and, you know, I'm anxious to watch the film, but I thought we did a really good job.
About the play of Von Bell, man. He played pretty incredible. Two fumble recoveries. He's really kind of stepped up his game last year and either this year here as well.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, you go back to the Seattle game. That's three either forced fumbles or fumble recoveries in the last 2 weeks.
But that's what your strong safety is supposed to. I mean, he's in there.
Well, if you get it now to where your defense is opportunistic, I mean, look, opposing offenses are going to make plays.
Yeah.
They're going to get yards. But if you start popping balls out like we've been doing the last couple weeks, getting fumbles like that, that is huge. A.J. Klein with a huge pop out on Witten last night.
Man, that was a key to victory for the defense, given to the coach from head coach starting off Monday. Swarming 21, handling that, affecting him with the disguise, with the rush plan, keeping him in pocket, making the pass, and eliminate the explosives down the field, and that's what we did. And hats off to those guys, and especially on the defense. And it was just a great team win.
Look, again, we can go on and on. We will over the next 2 hours to play of the defense and what they were able to do. The energy, the tackling was there. And, look, I'm not going to say it got called out. A lot of Saints fans were hoping to see better play. Marshawn Lattimore under the lights of the primetime national stage balled last night against Amari Cooper.
That's what he can do.
Yeah.
We know what he can do, and that's good because we're going to have a lot of under the lights games the rest of this season. So hopefully the defense will continue. Dare I say it, the hottest offense in the NFL is coming to the Dome on Sunday.
Who'd have thought?
86 points or 86 points in the last two games.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
55 at LA.
Yeah, LA, you're good. Wouldn't you like to have had that fumble recovery from Cam Jordan back now?
I wonder if they're going to random.
Wouldn't that have been a nice touchdown to have?
We were told to get over it. Remember?
Yeah. All right, I'm out of here.
There he goes. Todd Trapanini, thank you, bud. We'll be back. We'll talk a lot more about this. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Tweet us your thoughts on the Saints-Cowboys game ball, pats on the back, and also players that maybe need to have a seat with coaches. Anybody? Saints 3-1 after first four games of 16. It's the Saints taking on the Bucks. We're live at Pels Media Day.